The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told to them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends, it's a common thing in conversations with people, from my standpoint as a priest and in the sacraments, that one of the things that happens a lot to parents is the deep joy they have for their children, and that deep love and joy for their children also implies deep pain because of their children. So a lot of times you get the, you know, college kids, I don't know how many there are here, but coming back, or the ones who are in the city and they come back, and you get dad with this jab or this nudge. "Oh, here you are back in the house. That's interesting. I hadn't seen you in a while." Not the right way to welcome them back. And many times it's kind of like a joke, but other times it's something a lot deeper. It's the mom, the dad that come and say, "Father, can you give me the 5 steps to bring back my child to church," or something like that. Or, "They never visit my parents," like their grandparents. All sorts of pains that they're dating the wrong person, something like that. Something that just, it's an ache that the parents have. And these conversations, they happen a lot. And that deep love they have, it's almost like they have to hold their breath for how much love they have for their children. And because of that love, when it's not corresponded, when there's a flood of love going from the parents to the kids, but not from the kids to the parents, well, there's that pain. And when you talk about love, and Christmas is the time of love, I think a lot about phrases that have just kind of struck my heart from somebody as holy as Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She used to say, "If you want to love, that implies pain." And she also used to say, "If love hurts, that's a good sign. That's the right kind of love." Well, God kind of has to suffer that type of thing with each one of us. We are those children who have not yet matured, and we don't respond to him the way that he'd like. We need that maturity process. We need to kind of figure out that it is in giving that we receive a lot more. And for that, although we just heard some readings, the liturgy today allows to take, because there are 3 or 4 different masses. There's the evening mass, there's a night mass. And I want you to hear for a second from the prophet Isaiah how he said, what he's saying is like the best father who worries for each one of us as children. It's almost like he's saying, "I know you're still immature in the faith, but I will cross oceans and move mountains waiting for the last moment in which you can give me a little sign that you also love me." It says, "For Zion's sake," put in the word, instead of Zion, put your name. "For Thomas's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake," same thing, Mary, "I will not be quiet until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch." And then it continues. "No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. This is theological, mystical language, talking about the love that God has for each one of us, and he will wait until the last second for us to come back. Incidentally, I have a good friend here in Rye. I hope he's not in the room. I was the other day at his home, and his kid had come back from Georgetown. They get along so well, and he was kind of using the words of the Father for Jesus in the baptism, where he says, you know, Father, I always tell my son, I won't say his name, not to embarrass him, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. I just thought that was the most beautiful thing. And the son, you know how men were not like, oh, how cute. No, we're not. If it was a daughter, she would have gone and hugged him. He was just kind of like shy and kind of smiling. But you could see that in his heart, he was happy that dad had him back and that he was at home. Well, my friends, why am I saying all of this about the relationship with dads and kids and family? Well, first of all, because we're all here. It's Christmas time. But also because you know the name that was given to our Lord. He is the Emmanuel. If you recall, that means God is with us. But he also, the one who's going to be born, is also Jesus, right? And Jesus means God saves. So he who is with me is here this Christmas, wherever I'm at in my life. Doesn't matter if I'm 85, 65, 45, 15, or 10. God is with me, but the question is, am I with him? Have I responded to my Father in heaven the way I was talking about that we should respond to our parents here on earth? The beautiful thing is that on earth, many of us do actually respond and become wonderful children. I, in my last 2 years, have lost both mom and dad. And I've seen a lot of people lose mom and dad, and how edifying it is to see that perhaps even when mom and dad can't talk too much, or they're kind of being nasty or ill-tempered, but the children are there until the last moment. That's a way to respond. Can we do that with God? And as I say this, because I have 16 years of experience as a priest, I know that as I'm asking this question, each one is thinking, and the Holy Spirit is using my words to get to each heart to answer the question of, how far am I living from my Lord? Now that there has been there is, at least in Manhattan and many parts of the U.S., a real boom in Catholicism. 5 years ago, Bishop Barron was always talking about the rise of the nuns, the non-affiliated. Now everybody's talking about what's going on because the new generations are interested in God again. Being Catholic is cool again. All right. If that's true, and some of my peers are being Catholic again, why am I not being Catholic? Why am I not answering to that Emmanuel? I don't know what the Greek word is for I am with you, God, but I do know that Emmanuel is, God is with us. So I would just ask as we go and continue our second part of the Mass, you know the first part of the Mass is always the readings, and the second part is the Eucharist. How can we at Christmas today respond? And if you ask me, Father, will you tell me how to respond? I'd say Jesus already gave us the answer. The how is two commandments. Love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. You, as a task, as your homework, is make it practical, because it's touchy-feely, I love you, but then I don't do anything for you, doesn't cut it. So it is, let's say, our duty, I as a priest, you as lay people, to think in the second part of the Mass in a prayerful way, Lord, how can I respond to you who love me deeply and are expecting something from me? Amen.